The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Healthy Living. In Washington, I'm Ira Melman. Esophageal cancer in the long hollow tube that runs from your throat to your stomach is one of the most frequently reported malignancies and a leading cause of cancer death around the world. Most cases are reported in developing countries. Early esophageal cancer typically causes no signs or symptoms. However, the chemical markers of the disease are present even at the earliest stage. And a new device being tested in England takes advantage of that to allow early detection of that and other types of cancer. Faith Lapidus reports.
Sensors, originally developed for detecting explosives and toxic gases, have been reprogrammed to identify the chemical markers of cancer. The breathalyzer, created by Owlstone Medical, can detect and identify multiple chemicals in a gas flow at very low concentrations, typically parts per billion. The 1,500 people in the clinical trial will wear a special mask fitted with collection tubes and breathe normally for 10 minutes. Lead investigator Rebecca Fitzgerald says it's a simple procedure.
These tubes, simple though they look, this is one of the things that's made a real difference in this technology looking so promising. Because for the first time, the chemicals that are breathed out in the breath can be collected in these tubes and immediately stabilized. So as you keep breathing, you're capturing more and more of those chemicals. And you're building up a profile of the chemicals in your body that have been exhaled on the breath.
The tubes are then sent to Owlstone's lab, where the volatile organic compounds in the breath are analyzed. Those VOCs, as they're called, are produced by the body's normal metabolism. Changes in metabolic activity can produce particular patterns of VOCs, which can be biomarkers of specific diseases. By picking out minute traces of cancer, Owlstone's co-founder Billy Boyle says treatment can begin early with a greater chance of success.
The challenge is most people present when it's very late stage, and it's about managing symptoms as opposed to curing them. So the key thing that you can do is detect the disease early, and that's what we think the breathalyzer technology allows for, picking it up at that earliest stage when it's treatable.
The trial is currently limited to patients with suspected esophageal and stomach cancers, but will be extended later to include patients with other cancers. And doctors will be watching the two-year trial closely. Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
Join us next week for Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.